Before you say, who cares about a slimy critter like an eel, hear me out. Eels are amazing. They spawn in the Sargasso Sea, the Bermuda Triangle, but no one's ever caught them in the act.
There is a mystery that we haven't solved. We have never seen them spawn.
After they're born, they're like tiny glassy leaves. They float thousands of miles north and west on ocean currents. Then they wiggle up rivers and streams from Florida to Quebec.
The eel is a fish that we should be looking at very closely.
They live up to 20 years in fresh water before they start the long journey to the Sargasso to spawn. The problem is, their offspring are not coming back.
A very important native species to the Great Lakes that we're in serious risk of losing.
As you can hear, a lot of people are worried about the eel, and not just in the Great Lakes. European eel young are down 99% from the 1970s. The Japanese eel is down 80%. In Lake Ontario, the fish is all but gone, and the people who rely on it feel like they're disappearing too. Just ask fisherman John Rohrbeck. He grew up here by the lighthouse on Point Traverse, a peninsula that juts out into northeastern Lake Ontario. Rohrbeck's been fishing these waters for more than 30 years, and eels were his prime catch. He points past the lighthouse.
I remember when I started fishing, there was nights on that south shore, the most fish that was in there would be eels at certain times. And there was literally tons of them on that south shore. Now you could go back there and you will find nothing.
He stopped fishing eels 3 years ago because it just wasn't worth it.
That eel is telling man, we better smarten up because this is happening all over the world.
Now Rohrbeck dedicates his fishing time to science. He catches specimens for leading eel expert John Castleman, who examines them in his lab.
It is truly a crisis of concern.
Castleman's a scientist at the Glenora Fisheries Station, run by the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources. In 1980, at a point on the St. Lawrence River in midsummer, he counted more than 25,000 eels a day. Last year, there were scarcely 20 a day. Castleman ticks off a host of possible causes: overfishing, dammed up rivers, erosion, pollution, invasive species, and perhaps most troubling, a climactic change of cooling ocean currents.
There is an interrelationship between what's going on in the ocean and the recruitment of eels.
And he says we're mostly to blame. The problem is, Castleman and other researchers don't know exactly how all the factors relate or which is worse, and they say there's no time to find out. Last summer, eel experts from 18 countries made an unusual statement. In what's now called the Quebec Declaration of Concern, they urged more action, not more science.
I'm a research scientist, and of course I love data. At this stage, you don't want me. Don't ask me to explain what's going on here, because by the time I get it figured out, it may be too late.
The Great Lakes Fishery Commission has issued an emergency declaration of its own. It represents commercial fishermen and anglers in the region. Spokesman Mark Gaydon says it's calling on the U.S. and Canada to do everything they can to reduce eel deaths in the Great Lakes.
We're committing ourselves, our resources, to working to make the recovery of the species a reality.
Last month, the province of Ontario halted commercial eel fishing for the foreseeable future. Fisherman John Rohrbeck supports that plan. He stares out across the waters he's trawled for decades. He says he's behind anything to bring the eel back to Lake Ontario for future generations.
Hopefully we can, but I don't expect to see it in my time. When I think of all the times that we've had out in the lake and my forefathers and see what's happening here, it breaks you down.
Rohrbeck says when he thinks of the eel nearing extinction, he feels like he and his way of life are becoming extinct too. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.